You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I don't want to say that I made a terrible mistake, maybe, but...
Uh-oh, what's going on, buddy?
It dawned on me yesterday that my wife is pure evil.
Oh, no. What the what?
Didn't I tell you the other day that just out of the blue she's like, because I'm trying not to eat after 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, trying to be better. It's not really working for me because of who I'm married to. But, you know, the other day I told you she came up with that out of this world outlandish grilled cheese at like 6:30 one night, and I had to have some. Last night it was 6 o'clock, and she goes, I really, really have a hankering to make some homemade chocolate chip cookies. Would you be okay with that?
Isn't that one of the greatest things on the planet?
Dude, she's evil. She's just, that's
and
pure
evil. You can never
evil.
Eat just one.
No.
You gotta eat like the pan.
She's like, I've got this new recipe I want to try that makes them like darker chocolate, the cookie part. Mm. Not chocolate, but darker than normal. And with
so
the chocolate
chip.
No. These were out of this world good.
All right.
And I think that that makes her evil.
Now, are you a cookie dipper? Do you dip it in anything or are you just straight?
No,
I mean, I know
I
people
like
that put it in the milk. And
I don't like milk.
Yeah, so you're just straight hot
straight
chocolate
up.
Chip cookie.
And these
action.
Were these came out, you know, they're super hot and everything, so that when you pull them apart, all the chocolate inside like
ooey
oozes
gooey, man.
Down. And
ooey gooey.
She's evil.
That sounds tasty.
God.
Thanks for bringing some in. That's cool.
Well, you want to know
deal?
The truth?
Did you eat them all, fatty?
I brought one in.
Oh, you're a cookie tease.
And I actually already ate it this morning in the office while I was doing my work.
Couldn't even wait.
It was about 5:15, and I'm sitting in the office. I was like, I ate it.
You know what? I'm whatever. I can't.
You wouldn't have eaten it anyway.
I might have.
No, because you're Mr.
I would have.
You're Mr. Good and healthy
these days.
I've been
bad lately, but I might have eaten that.
Anyway, I don't want to talk about
her
anymore.
She's the worst.
She's evil. What happened with you?
Well, it's funny. If you were to walk into my house right now and go into my kitchen, you would see that we have been eating on a camping table, and we have 4 camping chairs set up in our kitchen.
Why?
Because we got rid of our kitchen table because it was due to be gone. We've had it forever, and we went and bought new furniture for the kitchen.
Okay.
So we've been eating on camping chairs and stuff for the past couple days. It's been kind of funny, actually. It's really opened up the room. It's actually quite nice.
The kids probably feel like they are camping.
They're loving it, actually. They're having a lot of fun.
Have they asked to sleep in a sleeping bag?
Right. We built a little fire in the kitchen. So what we had to do is take that old table out and all the chairs, and we did the thing where we put it on the driveway, and we put a big old sign on it that said free.
How long did it take?
15 minutes.
Really?
The power of the free sign is incredible, Dom.
Wow.
We've gotten rid of couches, an old barbecue grill, and now a table with 8 chairs. Gonzo, within minutes. The power of the free sign is absolutely incredible. You could put anything you want on the curb with a free sign, and it would disappear. It's amazing.
Do you know why? You know who you can thank?
Who?
People like my dad. Because he was that guy, bless his heart, may he rest. He was that guy, if he saw stuff on the side of the road, his thought would always be, not that I want that, but, hey, what could I do with that, and could I fix that up?
Yes.
And blank. He had more crap, like mostly electronic stuff that people would just put out of the curb.
Sure.
He'd be like, oh, I can fix that up. And where did it end up? His garage.
Just sitting there.
His guest bedroom.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Because of people like my dad and probably your mom.
Absolutely.
The free sign
it's
has all that power.
It's an antique is what she'd say.
Yes.
No, it's not, Mom. It's old trash.
My dad would see that. He'd go, you know, I can refinish that table. And
see, and I thought about that. Every time I put something out, I'm like, I could put a couple hours of work into this and maybe put it on Nextdoor or on Facebook Marketplace. But I'm like, then I'm going to deal with a bunch of weirdos coming by. And then haggling, and I'm like, it's just easier to put it out there, close your eyes, and watch it disappear. It's the greatest thing ever, man.
It's like you're doing a magic trick.
I really am.
You can
like
make
a
table.
Mega high neo. It's almost become a challenge to me now of what I can put out there with a free sign and just see if it disappears. We put a vacuum out there. I forgot about the vacuum. We had an old vacuum out there with a free sign. Boom, poof, gone.
Really?
Yeah. Man, if I'd only known about this with my cat when my cat was alive.
Oh, that's terrible.